Rick O'Connell's new Mummy Adventure. Three Yetis, a Yak, and a couple of Yucks. That's all you get in The Mummy. The Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. An extravagant and frenetic third entry in the franchise about adventurer Rick O'Connell, Brendan Fraser, and his continuing fights with the embalmed yet undead. It's like an Indiana Jones movie without rhythm, wit, or personality. Just a desperate, headlong pace. The series takes O'Connell and his wife Evelyn, Maria Bello, substituting for Rachel Wise, from England to China in 1947. They become embroiled in a despicable warlord's efforts to bring the Dragon Emperor, Jet Li, back to life so he can reawaken his army and unify China. A beautiful sorceress, Michelle Yeoh, had cursed the Emperor for reneging on a promise, freezing him and his men into terracotta figures. Now, the O'Connells must save China and possibly the world. Fraser is an actor with amazing audience rapport, comic timing, and range. With his likable features and ready smile, Fraser is already an oversized cartoon of manliness. He shouldn't be forced to magnify that impression with a cartoonish character. The action scenes are hit or miss. You wonder whether the filmmakers blurred the images because they didn't have time to get the effects right. The one novel stroke is the appearance of three scary-looking, good-hearted, abominable snowmen.